you know, I'm the guy. I'm always trying to find something positive in a negative. I'm always trying to find the light in a dark. And I'm joined right now by a man who shares that passion. He's always the first one to step up. From the Boys and Girls Club, it is my good friend, Chris Emond. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing in this whole thing that's going on right now?
You know, we're hanging in there, Nazzy. Things are good. As good as they could be.
Well, that's so very true. You ask everybody and you pretty much get the same question. All right. So I understand that you have been working tirelessly with your team and you've got some great information to pass along as to what the Boys and Girls Club, all of your clubs in this area are doing. The Capital, Lakes Region, all of your satellites. What's going on, Chris?
Well, the first thing we're doing is we just started providing dinners each evening that we're handing out to go. And we're doing that in Allenstown, Laconia, and Concord. Laconia and Concord just started out last night, and people came out in droves, so that was good. Anything we can do to kind of keep people nourished. The other thing, which is thank goodness for the internet, sometimes we say it's a bad thing, but in this case, where everybody home and cooped up, we're able to connect with our families. Yep. And certainly be a resource for them, for the parents, and give the kids something to do. We want to keep that connection between the club and some of the kids, and whether it's art projects or you name it, our staff are kind of on it. We call it a virtual games room. It's something we can kind of toying around with, but we really didn't need to do anything about until now. So we kind of dusted the plan off and brought it out.
I'll tell you this. Sonia Wilkes reached out to me the other day, and I had been doing some reading with my son. I'd been reading some Dr. Seuss books, and Sonia asked if she could borrow those videos and share them on your page. And I said, absolutely. Absolutely, positively. So I believe some of my videos from my personal page are in your game room right now.
They are indeed. And, you know, we need that connection.
Yeah.
We need to still feel like we're connected to something when you're kind of in your home. And the other thing that we're looking at is we're working with the state of New Hampshire. We are considering reopening a couple of our sites, and we're also going to go into two assisted living facilities, namely because their staff, the healthcare staff, police, there are people that are essential, as we know, still have to work, mm-hmm. have kids, and... But, of course, we want to take a step and make sure that we're doing it in a safe manner for right. not only the kids and the right. families, but, of course, our staff.
Yeah.
So we have to literally redesign our programs and our approach. But more to come on that.
So you were talking to me a moment ago, too, off the air, and I said, how are you doing? And you said, Nazzy, you know what? I'm busier now than I am normally. And I've got to tell you, Chris, that is something that is parallel for people like yourself, teachers, healthcare, everybody. They're busier now than they've ever been. And I just want to say to you and everybody that's going through it like that, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing, Chris.
Well, thank you for staying on the air and keeping us entertained and positive. That's, you know, this could go for a little while, so we're going to need that energy
from
you.
Well, listen, man, I'll do my best to keep my energy up. I need you to keep on taking care of the local families. I know there's a lot of people in the Capital, in the Lakes Region, and in your satellite offices that really, really need this help. And I just want to say thank you to you and your staff for what you're doing. All the information about what the Boys and Girls Clubs are doing at our Facebook right now, at 105.5JYY. Chris, please stay safe. Tell your team I said stay safe as well, okay?
Appreciate it, man. Take care.